Hi, and thanks so much for joining another episode of Loving This Mama Life podcast. I'm Jamie, and this podcast is all about my experience as a first-time mom. Before we start today's episode, I have a couple of disclaimers. First of all, I'm not a medical expert. I have no experience in the medical field. So anything I talk about nutritionally or medically that I have done with my child has just been what worked best for him and my family. Please speak with your doctor and pediatrician and with anything regarding your child's health. Secondly, you know your baby best. There's no judgment here. If you disagree with what I say or you think what I say is silly, you can fast forward past it or you can go on to the next episode that you find interesting. It's okay. You know your baby best. And along the same lines, I would hope that you are not judgmental of me towards what I do for my baby because I know my child best and I know my family best. So no judgment here. It's just strictly tips and tricks and what worked for me and just my experience. If you're interested in more information, please check out the show notes. I post Amazon affiliate links there to everything that I talked about. I also have a blog that you should check out, lovingthismamalife.com. And you can find me on Instagram @_lovingthismamalife. And on Facebook @lovingthismamalife. Today I want to talk a little bit about probably one of my top worst experiences thus far as a mom. And that was when my son had to spend some time in the hospital. I am thankful he was able to go to the hospital so that he could get help. I was going to say, thankfully, it happened not during all of this COVID-19 stuff because that would have made the experience even worse. So I'm glad that if it had to happen, it happened earlier last year and not during all of this because that would have just made the experience that much more worse. It was the couple days before Thanksgiving. And he had a cold, just a run-of-the-mill cold, runny nose, cough, generally just unhappy, but he didn't have a fever and he just had a cold. He is in daycare and got a cold quite often and just had a cold. Thanksgiving came around and his daycare was closed, obviously. They actually closed the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, so they were closed Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So he was home with us for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Wednesday, I noticed when I was sitting in the rocking chair, I rock him sort of and sing him a couple songs before I put him down for nap and before I put him to sleep at night. And Wednesday, I had noticed that when he was laying on my chest that his ribs, I felt them in a funny way that I didn't usually feel. Like I could feel them much more pronounced when he was breathing than normally. And I noticed the same thing Wednesday night before bed, but he was still acting normally. He was fine, running around, eating fine, drinking fine. He just had a cold. Thursday, he woke up super early and was coughing. He napped really badly Thursday, and then we went to my aunt's house for Thanksgiving because for all I could tell, he just had a cold, and he would have moments of being fine, and then he would have some coughing and then not be fine, and then he would be fine again. So he was pleasantly distracted by our family and seeing people and saying hi to people, and then he would just have episodes where he would cough, 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 and then go, eh. And then cry, and then sort of cough, 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 and then cry. And so we chalked it up to him just having a cold and just not feeling great and not sleeping that great. So we didn't actually even stay for Thanksgiving because he was really upset. So we went home early and we put him to bed. The next morning, he woke up at like 4 something and would not go back to sleep. We knew that he would sleep well in the car because he usually slept in the car. So we put him in his car seat and drove around for a couple hours. And sure enough, he did fall asleep for about another hour. And I think that it was a lot more comfortable for him sitting up sleeping. But when we got home, he was still breathing funny. And I couldn't see it by looking at him, but by feeling his stomach, I could feel his ribs. And he was pulling his stomach was pulling in so much that you could see and feel his ribs dramatically. So I was like, this is not right. So we took him into urgent care. The urgent care doctor had him t had us take his shirt off and took a look at him and said, yeah, this is not good. You need to take him to the emergency room. That scared me. So we took him straight to our local emergency room, and they saw him fairly quickly, and they wanted to try some stuff. They gave us some low flow oxygen to give him. They gave us albuterol for him to try in like a nebulizer type thing. And like a nebulizer is just they mix saline with albuterol, which is like a bronchodilator, which is supposed to help dilate the bronchial tubes and open them up so you can breathe easier. And it comes out as like a steam, so you just put it near their mouth. So I gave them that. Still nothing. And so they put him on high flow oxygen and still nothing. So then the ER doctor was very nice. We spent about 4 hours there, and they said, unfortunately, we don't have the ICU capabilities for pediatrics, so we're going to need to transfer you to a children's hospital. So they transferred us to a Miller's Children's Hospital, which is in Long Beach, which is near us. And they did that via an ambulance, which was pretty neat. Luke, my son, was pretty stoked to be able to get to ride in an ambulance. But the whole experience was very scary. I mean, it was life-threatening, but it wasn't immediately life-threatening. The doctors were saying if we didn't get everything under control, that his bronchial tubes could constrict all the way so that he stopped breathing, and that becomes imminently life-threatening. This was potentially life-threatening, but he still was himself, just didn't feel great. And so the ambulance showed up. They had to get an IV in him, so they had to like pin him down to get an IV, and he's screaming and crying, and it was terrible. But they were very quick, and they did a great job. They took a couple blood samples, which was also terrible, but they did great. And then they loaded my, little almost 2-year-old onto a stretcher and put him in the back of the ambulance. And I thought I was going to get to ride in the back with him, but I actually had to sit in the front with the driver. So there was two paramedics in the ambulance. So one of them drove and one of them sat in the back, and there was two nurses that came from the children's hospital. So they rode in the back with him, and then I was in the front, and he could just, it was so sad. He kept saying, "Mama, where's Mama?" And the nurses kept saying, "She has to drive. She's driving." And I said, "I'm right here, buddy. I gotta drive. I gotta drive us." And the ambulance was designed for kids, so it had a little, he was facing in his stretcher towards the back, and above the rear doors, there was a TV, and they had like a cartoon on. And he was a little crying and tired, and I had brought his little lovey with me, so I gave that to him, and so he cuddled up with that, and he felt better and actually fell asleep for a little while on the way, which was nice. Meanwhile, his dad came home to the house to pick up a bunch of stuff and was gonna drive the car over to meet us at the hospital because only one of us could ride in the ambulance with him. So he came home, and I sort of quickly texted him a list of stuff we needed, some change of clothes for our son, he drinks special milk because he's allergic to dairy, so some of his special milk, some applesauce pouches, and like a change of clothes for me, and then that was pretty much it. So he threw all that in a couple bags and met us over there. So they unloaded us from the ambulance and wheeled us in, and it was an amazing experience. When we got to his room, he was in the pediatric ICU because he needed to be monitored 24 hours because of the breathing issue. And so when they admitted him, when we walked in the room, there was two doctors, four nurses, and they all like weighed him, checked him out, got him all set up, got his temperature, got his blood pressure, got his breathing, hooked him up to all his monitors, and started him on a steroid, a liquid steroid medication, and also a breathing steroid. And he did pretty well that first day. He hadn't napped all day, and at that point he was only on one nap, but he missed his nap except for like 10 minutes in the ambulance. So he was cranky because he hadn't gotten a good nap. And they had a special hospital bed for kids, but he had no desire being in that. And he just wanted, Mama, hold me. So he just wanted me to hold him. So there was a rocking chair, and then there was like a little like couch bed thing. And so my husband slept on the couch bed thing, and I would just sleep in the rocking chair with him. And they had an IV in his nose with high flow oxygen, and so they had to like tape that with little like soft bandages to the side of his face. And he had an IV in his arm, and he had a breathing monitor on his two breathing monitors on his back and a heart rate. And so he kept saying, "Mama, help. Mama, help," because he just wanted all of that stuff off. So that was just, oh my goodness, that was heartbreaking. That was just the saddest experience. And they were very accommodating. They were all very nice. The nurses were very kind, and the doctors were very nice to him. The room was great. It had its own bathroom in there, and there was a nice TV with a bunch of kid-friendly like cartoons and shows, and they had great food. So they all in all the hospital was excellent. My husband and I both agreed if we ever needed to take him to the ER again, we would just go straight there because of how nice it is. And it's really, as long as it was okay to wait a little bit longer time. I mean, we have a hospital that's like 2 miles from me, and that was the one we initially went to, but the children's hospital is about a 20-minute drive from us. But if there was ever an instance like this, we would just take him back there. And so they stuck a bunch of like swabs up his nose to get some mucus to test for, to see if he had RSV or check what he had. And the results came back that he had entorhino, which is essentially just a cold. So, but because the results came back that he had that cold, that meant anytime a doctor or a nurse came in the room, they had to put gloves on and a gown and a mask. So that freaked him out. But he did as well as could be expected. He cried every time someone came in, but you know, it was fine. They had some really nice pulmonologists come by and listen to his lungs, and they could hear wheezing. So essentially, something triggered his bronchial tubes to swell up. It could have been the cold. It could have been some sort of allergic reaction. But that, in combination with the cold that he already had, made it difficult for him to breathe. So he was wheezing when he could breathe. And that's why he was, if you looked at him, you could see that his stomach was sucking in to breathe. And then you could also see his collarbone when he would breathe out. So like he was what they call pulling to breathe. And so that's not normal. And so he was on a steroid inhaler they gave him every 2 hours, and an oral steroid that he had every like 6 hours. And we were there for 2 days. And they were able to back him off the high flow oxygen. So they were giving him oxygen at a really high pressure to force that into his system so he could breathe better. And so once he improved that they could dial back the high flow so it was low flow, then he got to come off the oxygen. And once he came off the oxygen, we got to leave the ICU, and we went downstairs to the general hospital ward for one more night. And unfortunately, down there, they only had one bed. And so they brought in like a play mat, and my husband slept on the floor, and I slept on the play mat. Or no, sorry, my husband slept on the play mat on the floor, and I slept on the bed, neither of which were comfortable, but that's okay. And my son had slept on me in the rocking chair for the last 2 days, pretty much. And so for this final night, I asked the nurse, I said, you know, I hate to ask this, and please don't think badly of me for asking this, but is there anything we can give him to sleep? And she said, we can give him some melatonin. And I was like, that'd be great. So that night they gave him some melatonin, and I rocked him, and I had my husband bring his portable white noise, so we turned all that on, and he knocked out for 12 hours. It was so great. And then the next day they gave us a bunch of stuff. We had a steroid inhaler. We got some albuterol and a nebulizer in case we needed it, and we got some allergy medication. And they took his blood to test for environmental allergies and to test for food allergies. And then the pulmonologist that I had seen there, she had like a satellite office by my house, which is great. So she said, schedule an appointment with me in 3 weeks to follow up and we'll see the results and see how everything's going. So they discharged us and brought us home. And that following week, we saw our regular pediatrician to sort of update him on the process, and he basically said that we did everything right and sort of reiterated what the pulmonologist says, that like kids can have that asthma reaction combined with a cold. So he said from now on, if he ever gets a cold or a cough especially, we should start with the albuterol and the nebulizer right away. And just do that 4 times a day until the cough's gone. So that's what we've done since. And he hasn't had any problems since then, which is great, which is really great. And so knock on wood that this was just a one-time occurrence and it doesn't happen again. But it was a really sad and scary experience. More so like heartbreaking for me because he's so young. It's really hard to explain to him. Like, you have to leave all these things on. I know you don't like this on your arm, but you got to leave it there. You got to have this sticker on you. You got to, you know, he kept saying, all done. Go mama's car. All done. Like, he kept thinking, like, we're all done. We're going to go get in mom's car and get out of here. So he was just ready to go. So it was nice when we got to leave. And the sad part is that once he was feeling better and they moved us down to like the general ward. Nice thing was we got our own room because he had enterorhinovirus, which is just a cold. But because he had that, he couldn't share a room with someone else recovering that couldn't be exposed to people with colds. So that was nice that we had our own room. But the worst part is that he couldn't leave the room. We could, but he couldn't. So, like, there's, like, a little, like, playroom down the hall for kids that are recovering, but more so for, like, cancer kids or post-surgery kids. So, he couldn't go. So, they brought a bunch of toys to the room for us, which was very nice, and we watched a bunch of movies. So, all in all, it was as best an experience as it could be. And when we were in the ICU, I didn't leave. I left once to go eat some food while he was sleeping with my husband. And so I walked just down the hall to like the waiting area to take a little break and have some food, and passed a bunch of rooms with really sick kids and kids with a lot of problems. So it made me grateful that this was the worst of our problems, because there's a lot of kids out there that have a lot more going on. And I'm really grateful and thankful that thus far this has been our worst sickness sort of experience. But yeah, that's my experience with our trip to the ER and the Children's Hospital for an asthma attack, essentially. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it and you found it helpful. If you want more details, please feel free to check out the show notes. I have some Amazon affiliate links there to the products that I spoke about. Have a wonderful day.